Welcome to The Flash, science, your go-to source for the most groundbreaking scientific discoveries. Today, we're diving into an extraordinary lineup of innovations and findings that are redefining our approach to environmental and ecological challenges. From laser-treated cork revolutionizing oil spill cleanups to AI-driven botanical brilliance in fighting climate change, and a historical scientific observation that takes us back to the origins of complex life itself. Let's unfold the fabric of these thrilling advancements and explore the impact they promise for our planet's future. To kick things off, let's dive into an innovation that sounds almost too good to be true. Rachel, you've been following a story about laser-treated cork being used for oil spill cleanup. What makes this breakthrough so significant?
Indeed, Wendy, it's not every day we hear about cork, a material familiar to most as bottle stoppers, becoming a hero in environmental cleanup efforts. Scientists from various prestigious universities have leveraged a fast-pulsing laser treatment to modify the structure of ordinary cork. This transformation enhances its oil absorption capabilities while it repels water, thanks to newfound super hydrophobic properties.
That sounds quite efficient. How does this process actually work?
The process initiates with a reduction in the cork's oxygen content and an increase in carbon, along with profound nanoscopic structural changes. These include forming deep grooves on the cork surface, which drastically amplify its oil absorption surface area. Moreover, cork naturally traps sunlight, and this characteristic is harnessed to heat and thus reduce the viscosity of the trapped oil, facilitating easier recovery.
Combining efficiency with sustainability, indeed, cork is a renewable resource, isn't it?
Absolutely. Cork is derived from the bark of cork oak trees, which live for centuries and are harvested roughly every 7 years, enabling regrowth and contributing to carbon storage. This positions laser-treated cork not just as a cleanup tool, but as a carbon-neutral solution. Researchers are already envisioning the next steps, aiming for an all-weather oil recovery system by integrating photothermal and electrothermal techniques.
Impressive strides towards combining technology with nature for environmental preservation. Now, shifting gears from ocean to earth, I understand there's an AI breakthrough in the botanical world aimed at tackling climate change. Eugene, you've got the scoop on how scientists are turning to plants and AI in the fight against climate change. A novel approach for sure. How does this work?
It certainly is, Wendy. At the Salk Institute for Biological Studies, researchers are drafting plants into the climate change battleground. By harnessing AI, they're pinpointing traits in plant roots that can maximize carbon dioxide sequestration from the atmosphere. This represents a proactive stride towards mitigating a key global warming factor.
AI and botany seem like an unusual pairing. Can you expand on how AI contributes here?
Certainly. The AI tool in play, Sleep, was initially developed for tracking animal movements, but has been innovatively repurposed to analyze plant root systems. This aids in curating a comprehensive catalog of root system variations, helping identify genetic markers for desirable traits like deep, dense roots, optimal for carbon storage.
I imagine this opens up a whole new chapter for agricultural and ecological research. What are some potential applications?
The implications are vast, extending from enhancing crop resilience to potentially aiding in space agriculture. Collaboration with entities like NASA underscores the global importance of this research. However, scaling these genetically engineered plants from lab to natural ecosystems presents challenges, including regulatory approvals. Yet, the endeavor is a critical puzzle piece in the broader climate change mitigation strategy.
Using every tool in our arsenal to combat climate change is crucial. Fascinating insights, Eugene. From roots to, quite literally, the building blocks of life, our next story theatrically ties back to the origins of complex organisms. Sean, what's this all about? Sean, primary endosymbiosis sounds like a term straight out of a science fiction novel. Bring us back to Earth on this one. What did the researchers discover?
Well, Wendy, it might sound fanciful,
but it's rooted in profound scientific observation. Researchers have documented a marine algae absorbing a bacterium to form a single organism, a process known as primary endosymbiosis. This event mirrors an evolutionary milestone, marking a leap not seen for about a billion years. The bacterium, now termed nitroplast, enables the algae to fix atmospheric nitrogen, a capability few plants possess independently.
An evolutionary marvel indeed. How does this finding impact our understanding of life and its complexities?
It enriches our understanding of life's dynamic complexity and evolutionary strategies. Observing this symbiotic union through techniques like X-ray imaging and comparative proteomics underscores the bacterium's assimilation into the algae's cellular architecture. This discovery not only offers fresh insights into the past, but also hints at speculative applications in agriculture, possibly revolutionizing practices by enabling plants to fix atmospheric nitrogen.
A testament to life's adaptability and evolution, and a beacon for future scientific exploration. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Science, we've journeyed through innovations from environmental cleanup to revolutionary botanical techniques and peered back into the echoes of evolutionary history. Each story underscores the dynamic intersection of nature and technology, promising new horizons for our planet's future. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for joining us.